FM.
Among our team, I think it's fair to say we have very differing relationships with fashion. I love fashion, though I must admit when I get dressed at 4 a.m, sometimes my choices are a bit maybe on the daggy side. Limo, you don't mind a good statement tee?
I do love a good statement tee, and I have a vague interest in fashion. I like buying myself some cool clothes.
Some cool threads. Cozzy, on the other hand, zero interest. We'd wear the same thing, a uniform, every day. It's very interesting what people's clothes say about them. And that is the premise of a new show on Paramount Plus called Undressed, where Catherine Eisman reads people's clothes, decodes them, and then tries to break old habits and basically change their lives through fashion. We've got her on the line, Catherine. What a fascinating concept. Tell us about the show.
Oh, thanks so much. Great to be here. I always, people think of fashion, it's superficial, or it's how to dress on trend or how to look thinner. And I have no interest in that. Fashion is this amazing way of expressing who you are. And we all have to get dressed every day, even if we don't want to. And so we can often be sending the worst messages about who we are through the clothes that we're wearing. And I look at the clothing that people choose to wear every day, and I use it as an access point to understand who they are, the best parts of who they are, maybe some issues they might have had that are expressing themselves through their choice of clothing. And we address that, and I read them and tell them who I see, and then we figure out who they want to be, what the best parts of who they are in this, and we dress them and kind of transform them from the inside out and the outside in.
Is there, Catherine, a single item of clothing that's more important than others? And the reason I ask this is because I've been told over the years that for a man, a woman will look at your shoes first and judge you there.
Well, I happen to have written a book called How to Tell a Man by His Shoes. So I
Okay.
The answer is yes.
One of those people. And yes, it is true. I mean, I always feel like the watch is who you want to be, but the shoes are who you are, because there's that perfect balance of it being functional. Like, you're literally having to walk through life in those shoes. And so you choose them on a core principle of being like slightly pragmatic. So it's like what you value in terms of, like, do you want comfort? Do you want, there's a million different kind of characteristics that express that way. And then at the same time, it's about image. But yes, a man's shoes is one of the most telling things ever. In fact, the bouncer at Studio 54 back in the day, he, when it was the hottest nightclub in the world, he would decide who got to come in based on not your entourage or what you're wearing, but the shoes you were wearing. That's how who got in and who didn't.
Wow. You raise a very good point that absolutely everyone in the morning has to do the same thing. We all have to put clothes on to go about our day-to-day business. What's one thing you would tell people that when they're getting dressed, they should do what to make themselves just feel better?
A great question. Yeah. Well, I think for most of us, getting dressed is a bit of a subconscious experience. Like, it's throwing on whatever is there, and also like repeating habits. And so when you watch this show, it completely changes the way that you understand the language of clothing, how you have chosen certain pieces subconsciously and consciously that reflect different parts of you. And so just to bring some awareness into the act of getting dressed each day and not just repeat the same thing you've been wearing for whatever reason, and say, why am I putting this loose black t-shirt on? Do I feel like hiding? Or who do I want to be? Asking yourself, like, what are the three qualities about who I am? And how is this pink dress saying that, or is it not? So just to bring awareness into the act of getting dressed completely changes the game.
So your special skill, your superpower, is reading people based on their clothes. And I understand you have been sent a couple of photos of each of us in various looks
I feel as though Beck should go first.
Well, I kind of deliberately selected something that was a bit casual because I think I try and be a bit beachy. But anyway, Catherine, I'm nervous. Tell us what you think of our sartorial choices.
Beck, you've got nothing to fear until I start talking. No, I'm just kidding. So what I see with you, Beck's wearing this kind of racer back style black tank top or singlet and a saffron colored pair of shorts and some very fashion forward but classic black rimmed sunglasses. Also holding a cocktail, but we won't talk about that.
Standard.
Well, it was a Tuesday morning.
Yeah. I was going to say, it exactly. That's how she begins every morning. So what's interesting here is there's a strong designer element to it. Like, there's a tomboyishness to the cut of the shirt. So whilst you're very, there's a femininity to it, and there's something about you that's actually, you're actually tougher than people realize, that you're like very capable person, and you can have fun. So you've got the saffron there, which is actually connected to feeling, it's a spiritual color actually, and like being on a journey and enlightenment. But what's interesting is you can go and have fun, and that's not just because you're holding a cocktail at 8 a.m., but because, but you also know how to pull it back in. Like, you have a very good gauge on when things are getting too out of control, and probably out of the group, you're the one that like reins it in. You're like, you know, you have that good emotional intelligence where you can find that balance. And I think your life has been about finding that balance between being out of your comfort zone and a little bit out of control, and then at the same time, like, kind of, you know, quite sophisticated, organized, getting things done, a little bit of responsibility, but then with this wild streak through you.
Oh, I enjoy, I like that.
Is there also something to be said for, and I'm only guessing here, Beck, and you can tell me if this is the case, when our producer said, hey, need you to all send in a couple of photos of what you're wearing and you know, what you normally wear, the first thing I did was I just took a selfie straight away, I'm wearing this, and sent it without even looking at it. Did you trawl through and think to yourself, well, I want to select
the photo? No, I didn't. Well, I did think about it, but I thought there were a lot of me like in corporate or dressy, and that was my most casual thing that I would choose on a weekend that I thought reflected my personality. So,
it's still very pulled together. So even when you're relaxing, you still got it together, whether you believe it or not. Like, you actually do. You're more together than you realize.
Oh, wow.
I know we have to move on to the others, but I'm finding this very cathartic.
Best day of the week for Beck.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to Cozzy, Catherine. What can you tell Coz about his outfit?
Okay, Cozzy's wearing like a black polo shirt that looks very loved, let's put it that way, and some faded jeans, and then some also extremely well-loved, maybe stroke abused R.M. Williams shoes. Okay, boots. Okay. Loved or loved to death? You tell me. But this is someone who is dressing just to be completely like functional. Yeah. So there's no joy that's been put into this outfit. It's someone who's doing it because they need to. They can't walk around naked, but maybe if they could, they would, you know. You do work in radio, so anything's possible, right? Yeah. But there's, and that speaks to you being, you're not in, it's funny, you're in show business, but you're really not about the show. Like, you're about the truth, getting things done, being authentic, being unpretentious, being natural and relaxed. And, you know, there's that country element there. So someone who needs to be outdoors, likes to, you know, literally get their hands dirty, and clearly their boots dirty as well. and just kind of rebels against, doesn't want to feel like they have to follow any set of rules. A little bit of a rebel there as well. Just like, don't tell me what to do. I'm going to do it my way. And my way.
Oh, Catherine.
My way.
You've nailed that, Catherine. Catherine. Okay, Catherine, let's move on finally to myself. What does my outfit tell?
So you're wearing some trainers and you're wearing some brown pants. And a kind of slightly oversized, kind of brownie, taupey polo shirt. And what I see from you is you've got the oversized shirt, and that's someone who is interesting because you like to be out there, but then you also like to hide. You have these two extremes in your personality where, like, you want to, like, a little bit reclusive, and then completely you throw yourself into like high pressure situations, and there's that interesting balance. And I think that's how you maintain your equilibrium, is like you go out there and then you retreat. You go out there and you retreat. The brown is someone who's left of center. So it's, you know, I feel always just felt like a little bit of an outsider, but I think you enjoy that, and that gives you your edge and your perspective, which I think is one of your, you know, best qualities.
Maybe I actually think that, but they're actually black jeans, those ones.
Oh, really? Well, then I don't really want to continue this conversation, really. I don't like, I'm just kidding. Are they black jeans?
They are black jeans.
Bad light.
You've worn them a lot then because they're brown.
True.
What have you done?
Or maybe he was just really nervous.
What have you done in these jeans? Okay, just kidding. So, but that's the black jeans is someone who's a little bit, that's also a bit more rebellious then. That's a bit of an outsider.
Ah, there we go.
Well.
Yes.
A bit of a rock
and
star.
And doesn't like to be told what to do. So they, both of you have those qualities. And then I see, just unconventional at your core is what I would get from you.
Yeah. Oh, very interesting.
Good analysis, Catherine. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you can see those insights as Catherine. I like this. Can Catherine change their clothes and change their lives? Mm-hmm. That's the blurb for Undressed. It's streaming now on Paramount Plus. And Catherine Eisman, thank you so much for that this morning. Absolutely fascinating. It's Undressed.
Thank you so much. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.